Well, nice to be joined today by Angie Metcalf from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester for some more answers from the Heartland. And one of our questions is, summer finally here? Well, actually, when you consider the weather we've been having, yeah, it certainly seems summer-like with the heat, the humidity, and the storms. But actually, what we're going to focus in on is, what can producers do to help keep calves comfortable in those hutches? And what's your recommendations, Angie?
Well, you know, summertime, obviously, you have different stresses and things than you do in the winter. In the winter, you're protecting your calves from the cold. In the summer, you have to protect them from the heat and from the storms, like we talked about. So, you know, turning those hutches either east or north away from the afternoon heat, so when they lay in their hutch, they've got some shade. That's a really good idea. Block those hutches up, obviously, to let some air flow underneath that back of that hutch. That helps. Shade, if you can manage it, you know, shade cloth or trees or something like that. Main thing is keeping them away from bunkers and buildings and things like that that help keep them warmer in the winter. But, boy, that gets to be really hot there with no breeze or anything in the summer.
Now, nutrition-wise, what can a dairy producer do to help calves grow, especially during, as you said, those hot, muggy summer days?
Well, calves get heat stress just like cows in the summer, and so they require more calories just to help fight that off. And there are recommendations to feed for that. So you're feeding the dry matter similar to the wintertime. You know, you need to feed that 2, 2.5 pounds of dry matter. You need to have water out there for those calves. And there are milk products and cat feed products that are specially designed with things like chromium in them and vitamin B to help those calves grow and thrive in heat, you know. So it's something to remember that there are specialty products out there. And remember that calves always eat better if they have fresh feed daily and clean pails. So when it's warm, dump that stale feed out and make sure those pails are clean.
So if there was just one thing that you want to recommend to dairy producers as we look at these summer months and their calves, what would it be?
You know, I guess my frustration is water. You know, you can only live a certain length of time without water, and heat stress specifically, grain intake, a lot of that comes down to inadequate water intake. So we need to make sure those pails are clean. You know, if it's starting to turn kind of green or smelly and you don't want to drink it, you know, this is a baby calf we're talking about, they're not going to want to drink it either. So soap is really cheap. Water is free. Some of those things that we can do to really help those calves get off to a good start, especially when it's hot and yucky out. Take the time to do that, especially we talked last week about feed costs being high. You know, water and soap is an easy thing to do.
Excellent points. That is Angie Metcalf. If you want to contact her, just dial her up at 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, they always can check things out on the website.
Right, heartlandcooperativeservices.com. Go ahead and check out past podcasts on there, and there's tips and articles on there as well.
That is Angie Metcalf. That is Answers from the Heartland here on 101.9 WDEZ.